And one scheme in the south has proved so popular and successful, it's now won a government grant and funding to allow it to expand its service across the county of Hampshire. The new scheme is called Connect for Summer, and it will benefit people like Lee Sykes, who works but struggles with the cost of bringing up six children, all under the age of 13.
Munch has been a fantastic lifeline for us, especially since universal credits have been rolled out, because where my work hours at first were a bit erratic, it means that we had benefit cap on, so we've literally been scrimping money together. So the fact that we know that the kids have had at least one hot meal, this decent cooked meal, each week, plus obviously then during the holidays they've got the lunches, they've also got breakfast as well, if we're struggling that much. So to be fair, it's a massive lifeline for us and other families around the local area. And what people are always assuming with this, it's always people on benefits, but it's actually more the people that are working as well that struggle, especially during the holidays when they've got to then go childcare, food, and they're just in a black hole over this, especially with 6 weeks holiday.
Lee Sykes talking to us here at BBC Radio 7. Well, the initiative is being run by Romsey Community School and Park Community School in Havant. Susan Parrish, Business and Community Manager at Park Community School, joining me live on the show. Susan, lovely to see you.
Oh, it's really good to be here.
Good
Thanks
morning.
Very much for the opportunity.
No pleasure. So you had a scheme locally called Munch that had been running for a couple of years. Now this has grown and become a terrific success.
It is absolutely amazing. Munch was always my passion. You know, I didn't want anybody ever to be hungry anywhere, you know, in the UK. And this funding came about and it just had our name written all over it and felt that, you know, we ought to be able to do that. It's such a massive project, so I wanted to work with other people. And Romsey Community School, we've always worked together for years and years and years. And Jan at Romsey said, yep, we're up for this. We were very surprised we won the bid, but, you know, it is amazing. The only little issue being is that we didn't get the money till the end of May, you can imagine.
So that's tough. The turnaround must have been extraordinary.
The turnaround has been absolutely enormous. So we've had to book 42 venues across Hampshire.
I heard the list in the last hour. It's a lot of places you're going to be.
It's a lot of places, and you suddenly realise how far Hampshire is when you're travelling to go and meet all these people.
And we've
had to employ a lot of people. So 140 people have been employed.
Are you struggling for staff? Do you need more help?
We certainly are. We still need some chefs, and we still need play workers. And so basically, if anybody wants to give me a ring today,
hold on, I've got a pen. You've got a number?
Yep. Telephone number 023-92-489-811. We will arrange immediate interviews and be employing people.
So you're looking for chefs?
Chefs and play workers.
And play workers for the summer. That number, 023-92-489-811. Susan's at the end of the phone, and I'm going to repeat that number at the end of this chat. And bookings as well. How's that looking?
Bookings are doing really well, but we will always be able to take people all the way through the summer. Please, again, just ring or use our email address to contact us. You know, we want all these families to benefit from this. We want the government to be able to stand up at the end of this, see the evaluation and say, this is worth doing.
So there's someone like Lee, for example, out there listening to the show this morning.
Yeah.
This scheme can make a real difference during the summer holidays,
Massive difference. So there's two strands. There's the childcare. So if you're a working parent with free school meal children, you can drop your child off at a childcare provider that we've got listed.
Right.
And then, you know, go off to work.
Yeah.
That is a massive saving for
It's really tough in the summer holidays. Really tough.
Good. And the other side of it is family fun sessions. So you come along with your children and you spend the day with us 10 till 3. We have some amazing experts coming to entertain you. But importantly, throughout the whole project, everybody gets a two-course hot meal with a drink at lunchtime. Sit down, have the food and, you know, enjoy.
Susan, I think you're amazing. I mean, you mentioned the whole country at the beginning of the interview. Is your plan, your dream, to have this rolled out nationwide?
So with the funding that the DfE have, they've given it out to 11 places across the UK.
Right.
We're all doing it very differently. Jan and I's passion is community development. So we really want to like join people together and not let it be a sticking plaster.
Right.
Some organisations are just paying leisure centres to use their facilities, but that's gone. You know, so this is about different organisations coming together. The WI are helping us.
Oh, brilliant.
Citizens Advice are helping us. The school nursing system are helping us. So all these people coming together, we're able to give them a bit of funding, which will enable them to stay sustainable for the rest of the year.
And look, quick shout out from you to all the people who've helped you, because I know, as you've alluded to, this has been a big effort for lots of people.
This is massive. We've got two small teams and they are doing hours and hours and hours at the evenings, weekends and everything. And my thanks go out to all of you, even the little young students that are helping us pack boxes. So we couldn't have done it without you. We couldn't have done it without the volunteers, and we couldn't have done it without the organisations that have helped us.
Amazing. So if you're involved in Connect for Summer this summer, well done to you. It just started as a pilot project and now it's going from strength to strength. That phone number again, by the way, if you either want to sign up and get interviewed as a chef or a play worker, 0239248 9811, and indeed that's the number to ring if you think it could help as well.
Yes, it is indeed.
Thank you very much, Susan. Lovely to see you.
Thank
well
you.
Done. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Thank you.